Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. It is the world's largest Christmas project of its kind. This year, Operation Christmas Child, a project of Samaritan's Purse, whose president is Franklin Graham, will hand-deliver some 8.5 million shoebox gifts to hurting children worldwide. If the 8.5 million shoeboxes collected this year are stacked on top of each other, get this now, they would stand 146 times higher than Mount Everest. That's not all. The number of children who have received Operation Christmas Child shoebox gifts since 1993 is 86 million, which exceeds the population of the United Kingdom and Australia combined. Our guest today can speak from firsthand experience about this phenomenal ministry. As usual, as we begin our show, we like to pause, even just for a moment, to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii radio show is to bring you, our dear listener, closer and closer to Jesus Christ. To remind you that there isn't any situation so big, challenge so large, that God, with His grace, His kindness and goodness and provision, cannot in some miraculous, marvelous way touch you, boost you up, lift you up, bring healing and restoration, and fill your heart with hope. Luba Travis is here in studio with us to share how a simple Operation Christmas Child shoebox gift changed her life. Renee Morgan is the area coordination for Operation Christmas Child here in Hawaii. And Jennifer Trevithick is the West Coast Regional Director of Operation Christmas Child. We're blessed to have them all in studio with us today. But we lead off with our special, special story, Luba Travis. Luba, you've been through so much in your young life. Take us back. Take us back to where you grew up. Take us back to your childhood. You're such a vibrant, dynamic young woman. But take us back to Moldova. What was it like for you growing up there?
Life wasn't great for me. I was the child of three kids. I was the youngest. I had a brother and sister 4 years older than I was, and they were both twins. And after I was born, my mom said, I can't take care of three kids. So she handed us to our grandmother, and I don't know why, but our grandmother was blind, and she said, I can't take care of three kids. And so she thought that putting us in the orphanage would be the best thing that she can do for us. However, the orphanage wasn't what she planned. They gave us food, shelter. Well, my grandma thought that they were going to give me food, shelter, and everything that she couldn't give us. However, the orphanage only gave us shelter. Food was very scarce. We had a cook, but the cook, it seemed like every day the cook felt like she didn't want to cook, and we had to go fend for ourselves. Whenever birthdays and holidays came around, the orphanage didn't do anything special for those holidays and birthdays, and so I grew up feeling like nobody wanted me there. Nobody loved me. Nobody wanted to take care of me. And I grew up feeling hopeless. I woke up every morning thinking, why am I here? Why am I alive? I wish I wasn't born. And awful things happened at the orphanage. Kids became suicidal because they thought, what's the point of living? They had no hope to continue living. At the orphanage, we had education, but I couldn't learn anything because the teachers were really brutal. Whenever I answered a question wrong, they would spank me with a tree branch, a really thin tree branch. And I don't know if you have ever been spanked by a tree branch, but it's very painful. Mm. And whenever I asked a question, she would constantly hit me with that tree branch. And so we had a school, but I didn't learn anything because I was just so afraid. Hygiene at the orphanage went out the window because we took baths once a month. And it wasn't each child having his and her own bathtub. They filled one little tub with water, and all of us kids had to take a bath in that same water. So after 20 kids, the water got super dirty, and we had to stop the baths there. Mm-hmm. And because of that, we all became very sick, and we had all sorts of disease, and I had lice, and I don't know, it seemed like I was sick most of the time. And because I was so hungry, my stomach was always hurting, so I was always in pain, I was always sick, and I felt like no one loved me and wanted to take care of me. I was just hopeless. I was like, oh my goodness, I just can't live like this anymore.
You know, it's hard to imagine a child at the age of 6 years old feeling such despair to contemplate suicide. Why? What use is it? Why should I even be here? What purpose is there in my life? I don't know about you, as you listen to the show today, it may be hard to imagine for some that there are children around the world. Sometimes we live in little silos of our own lives, and you know, we take care of what's going on in our own little world, and we fail to realize that there is a whole world out there with people, and that God knows and God loves each one of these people and children. And just like how Luba shares her despair, there are people who are facing despair today, but there is always hope. Whatever the situation might be, it might be so overwhelming, it may send you into a place of thoughts that you never thought you'd have or never thought you'd want to have. But God did something for Luba. Luba, tell us about the Christian group that came to visit you, the ones that told you the story of Jesus Christ.
A group of Christians came and they told us all the miracles that Jesus has done. And they told me that, you know, Jesus fed 5,000 people. Jesus walked on water. He raised a dead man from, you know, the grave. He healed people. And then they ended with, "He is real and you can have him in your heart." And when they said the words, "He is real," I went blank. I was like, don't tell me he's real. If he can feed 5,000 people, why am I always hungry? If he can heal, why is my stomach always hurting? If he can make miracles, why did my parents give me away? And so my heart got really hardened towards Jesus. I was just angry at him, and I just considered him as just a fairy tale.
You know, sometimes there is a gap between what we're experiencing and what we're feeling and what people say. Mm-hmm. And in this case, what people are saying about Jesus, such a wonderful person, a loving person, one who can feed thousands, and yet your stomach is hungry. And perhaps today, as you're listening to Luba's story, as I am, gosh, you feel like there's a parting of the ways, so to speak, with your current situation. You might even be thinking like how she felt. Lord Jesus, if you are real, why am I going through this financial trouble? If you are real, why am I suffering from this health affliction? Why am I having such relational problems with the people that I supposedly am supposed to love the most? And God did something for Luba in the midst of her questions over the course of time that you don't want to miss. When we come back from our break, we'll hear more from Luba as she shares an event that took place. It does include a box, a Christmas box, a box from Operation Christmas Child. And how God used that to touch her heart. And really, a miracle took place in her life. And if God can do a miracle in the life of Luba Travis, I believe he's here, she's here. And Renee and Jennifer are here to remind you that indeed he can do a miracle in your life too. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with more from Luba Travis and our special guests. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A first-hand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org.
To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. It's so good to have you with us. I'm here with my featured guests, Luba Travis. Also joining her is Renee Morgan from Operation Christmas Child. She's the area director. And Jennifer Trevithick, who is the West Coast Regional Director of Operation Christmas Child. It's always good to have the leaders in here in studio with us. And if you're joining us just now, as Luba's been sharing about her feelings of utter hopelessness as an orphan in Moldova, you might be thinking, how can I get the rest of this show? I missed part of it. I want to hear more of it. Well, that's easy. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to get the show in its entirety. And remember, the Good Life Hawaii radio show is a listener-supported show. We also have some sponsors, and it's because of companies like Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated that Luba and Renee and Jennifer can join us today. Luba, what happened months later after this Christian group came and they told you the story of Jesus, and yet it didn't match with your situation, and you questioned, okay, if Jesus is real, why am I feeling the way I feel? Why am I in this situation? And I marvel at how at a young age you were able to process those things, but you know, it just takes us into the mind and the heart of a child. Sometimes we think they don't understand, but you understood. And children understand. They process it in their language and in their way and in their thoughts. But take us back. A few months later, what happened when another group of Christians arrived?
When another group of Christians arrived, instead of telling us stories, they brought little boxes with them. And in the 7 years I was at the orphanage, I have never owned anything of my own. I've never had a possession, nothing. And when they handed me the box, they said, "Jesus loves you, we love you, and I hope you enjoy this gift." And when they said gift, I was like, "Well, what's a gift?" And I kind of went feeling, I kind of left with questioning, like, what's a gift? And when I opened that box, I saw a whole bunch of cute little things. In my box, I had a stuffed teddy bear, a plastic slinky, a watermelon lip balm, a toothbrush, toothpaste, and a little bag of candy. And I was just amazed that, I was amazed at the things in that box. And to tell you the truth, the only thing I recognized was the stuffed teddy bear. I didn't know what anything else was, just the stuffed teddy bear. And as I was playing with all my stuff and experiencing it, two of my friends came to me and said, "Luba, this is proof that Jesus is real." And I kind of looked at them crazy and I was like, "What are you saying? This isn't, Jesus didn't make this box, the Americans made this box." And they kind of left me to think, and I began thinking, and I asked myself, "Well, who inspired the Americans to make the box?" And then I just said, "Well, someone greater and higher must have inspired the Americans. And I've only heard of Jesus being a God and all these wonderful things he's done." And I was like, "Well, maybe he is real. If he could inspire the Americans to make so many boxes, maybe he is real." But I wasn't really sure, and I kind of didn't want to believe in something that wasn't real. So for the very first time, I prayed, and I said, "Jesus, if you're real, please give me a family." And I was so young and foolish, I gave him 3 seconds to answer my prayer. That's impossible for any person to make a meal in 3 seconds. Mm-hmm. But I gave him 3 seconds, and in 3 seconds, he didn't answer my prayer. And I was just so disappointed. I was like, "Oh my goodness, Lord, I asked you to give me a family, and you didn't give me a family." And now that I'm older, I realize that Jesus does hear your prayers, and he does answer. He may say yes, no, or just wait. In my case, he said just wait. And before I went to bed that same day, the orphanage owner came to me and said, "There's a family in America that wants to adopt you." And I was shocked. I was like, "Who wants me? I'm always sick. I look like a toothpick. I'm bald because I had lice and they had to shave my hair off." And I was just shocked. I was like, "No one wants me. No, I'm a disgrace to the world." And they said, "No, go get ready." And so I went and I tried my hardest to get ready and look all nice and cute. But as I was walking towards that office, fear came upon me like, "Oh my goodness, nobody wants me." And as I walked towards the office, I thought that the American woman was going to see me, scream, and run out the other window, out the door. Mm-hmm. Instead, she gave me a hug. Aww. And at the orphanage, the people kept their distance from us because we had diseases and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And when the American woman gave me a hug, I was so shocked. I thought she was, I don't know, going to hurt me and kill me or whatever, because she gave me a really tight squeeze. And I was like, "What are you doing? Are you going to choke me?" I was just shocked. And then she ended up telling me, "I want you to be part of my family." And I was like, "What do you mean you want me to be part of your family? Nobody wants me. I'm not even important." And she ended up adopting me and my brother and sister, all three of us. And we went to New York City. And I don't know about you, but it all began with that little box. It's because of that little box that I began to believe in Jesus. It's because of that little box that I prayed for the very first time. And it's because I prayed that I am here today. And that box was a miracle. It gave me family. It gave me food. I every morning I wake up feeling full to my stomach. Mm. Every morning I wake up and I'm happy to be alive because I have a purpose in life. And it's just that little box, it brought such a miracle. And I know some people, they need to experience in order to believe, and I was one of those child. I had to experience the love of Jesus before I believed in him. I mean, in the Bible, Paul and Peter had to see Jesus in order to believe that he had risen from the dead. And I was one of those people. And making a box, it's a chance for us to help children experience the love of Jesus rather than just telling them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes hearing is just not enough.
I think you've just really hit it right square in the target. There are numerous times, again and again, when the Lord would feed people, he would heal people, and these were evidences of his love, evidences of his grace, and signs of his power, and you've been a beneficiary of that. And I think, you know, the Lord in his divine mastery has given the organization and the vision of Operation Christmas Child and connected it with such a terrific organizational engine, so to speak, to pull it off. I mean, to how do you make God, who can in some ways be so esoteric, mythical, philosophical, and yet a God who is real, the Lord Jesus Christ, who was killed, shed his blood, buried, and resurrected 3 days later, in the 21st century, make Christ real in the lives of people. And Operation Christmas Child is doing it with the shoebox gift ministry in a magnanimous way, literally touching millions. And yet every child that receives it has the potential of a Luba Travis. And you are a marvel to behold the working of gracious, loving, and powerful God. Luba, tell us, you've told us how you came to America. Just heart to heart, how has Jesus, since then, how has Jesus made a difference in your life?
Jesus gave me purpose for my life. Because of him and my relation for him, with him, I began to feel like, oh my goodness, I need to do something for him. He saved my life, and I need to do something for him. And it seems like he and I, we have a strong relationship. We have our little bumps in the roads, but we're always there. He's always there to be there. He's mm-hmm. always there in my hard times. Mm-hmm. And he's done a whole bunch for me. I've gone on many mission trips to spread his word. I've gone to Africa, and I've told them about Jesus Christ and my testimony. And Jesus has done so much for me, let alone he saved my life. And just that in itself is just a miracle to me. And he gave me a family. He gave me a big family. I am in a family of 10 children, five boys and five girls. Wow. So yeah, it's just a miracle what he's done for me.
You know, to think that where you were and where you are today. And I just love the way that you talk about the Lord Jesus in a very personal, relational way. And it's your life experience. And the testimony is powerful. Well, you know, the Good Life Hawaii radio show, that's what we're all about. It's just bringing the life-changing stories to you. In the middle of the day, wherever you are, whatever you're going through in your life, to know that we don't deal with people in a way that's, you know, so high-minded and so unrelatable, but this is real life stuff, and Christ meets you right where you are. And you might have a relationship with the Lord Jesus, you may not, you may be searching, you may be wondering, oh gosh, I wish I had that, I could speak of Christ in the way that Luba speaks of Christ. Well, you know what, it's possible for you to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus, for you to have all your sins forgiven, all your wrongs made right, for you to enter into a new relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. To find out more and to access more of our resources, you can just go ahead and go to the website, our website, thegoodlifehawaii.org, for more information. Luba, before we go to our next break, maybe you could just send out a quick word. Somebody might be like in your shoes, feeling like you know, God isn't real. I've heard about it, and I've kind of felt like how she felt. What would you say to someone right now? It might not even be it could be a young person. It could be somebody who's just in life, a parent, a grandparent, a professional, somebody that's just laboring right now, but they don't have a job to labor at. But they're saying, God, are you really real? What would you say to somebody in a situation like that?
Well, I'd say if you can experience the love of Jesus, try to make others experience the love of Jesus. There are kids out there that have absolutely nothing, And since I've lived in the U.S. for 11 years, I have just realized how much I have. And yet to know that there are children out there that have absolutely nothing, not even a roof above their head, yet alone parents to take care of them. And this is our chance with making boxes. It's our chance to make them feel like they are important, mm-hmm. they are real, they are special. And it's a simple box, just things we take for granted we can put inside, like our toothbrush and toothpaste and school supplies. But whatever we put in there, it changes the child's life. It makes them feel like, oh my goodness, someone's out there that loves me and wants to take care of me. Mm. And it feels good to make a child feel important. I love when my brothers and sisters laugh. And when they cry and they are hurt, it makes me hurt. Mm-hmm. It brings pain to me when I see my own brothers and sisters being hurt. And when I give them a way to feel loved, it makes me feel happy too. And so I just encourage you, try to go out of your way to make a child feel special. And if you make a child feel special, it will save his or her life.
Operation Christmas Child has been helping millions of children for nearly 20 years. Renee Morgan is the area coordinator. You've heard Luba Travis's powerful story. And your heart may be stirred to a point where you too want to make a difference. You've heard about what it did for Luba. You might be thinking, how can I be involved? What can I do to help, to add to what's taking place, to give to a life-changing ministry? How can I be a part of that? When we come back from our break, we're going to hear from Renee Morgan, who also came here along with Luba, and Jennifer Trevithick, who came a long ways as well to provide these unique and special and very timely opportunities for you. When we come back from our break, you'll hear ways of how you can be a part of this great ministry. So stay with us now. We'll be right back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Aloha, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible in large part through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinena Narinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, and Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become a corporate sponsor, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
You're listening to
to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. It's so good to have you with us today. Always a blessing. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program that really has you. We have you in our heart. And as you've been listening to the program, you might think, hey, can I hear more of that? I only caught a part of it. Well, you can get the whole show at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Take some time on our website. You can also look at various resources that we have, and possibly even, as we're a listener-supported show, you can go to the Partners tab and look at who not only who our partners are, but maybe for you, you might say, you know, I want to be a part of this. I want to participate with the Good Life Show. Well, you can do that at our Partners tab. We've been here with Luba Travis. She's been sharing her amazing story of how at Operation Christmas Child, one shoebox made a difference in her life, and she was changed as a result of that. And we have a couple leaders here in our studio who are leaders with Operation Christmas Child. And you know, as leaders kind of emanate a certain aura about them. And some people call it just being bossy. But you know, it's a directive way, it's a spiritual gift, you know, especially when you see the fruit of what you do. Renee and Jennifer. Renee Morgan, how did you get involved with Operation Christmas Child?
The first I heard of it was another preschool mom told me about it. I was a brand new Christian, so I didn't really know much about anything or Christian ministries, but I thought, well, it's a simple, I could do that. I could pack a box for a boy and a box for a girl. Mm-hmm. I had a little boy and a little girl. And so that was the beginning. That was 8 years ago.
8 years ago. Now, were you a believer in Jesus Christ at that time?
I was. Brand new believer.
Brand new.
Yes.
Well, how did you come to Christ, Renee?
Well, it's quite a story, but in a nutshell, my marriage was suffering. I had a small baby and a toddler. I was getting ready to leave my husband. I was serving as the president of the Unitarian Church here in Hawaii.
The president of the Unitarian Church in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. And I was getting ready to leave my husband and a believer, who I didn't know was a Christian at the time, because quite frankly, I didn't really care. When you're Unitarian, people can be whatever they want to be. Mm. And she just shared that God wanted to save my marriage. And,
wow.
And then that began my journey.
And you became a part of Operation Christmas Child and have been doing that for 8 years. Now, what was it about this ministry that was so compelling to you to keep you doing it? And now you're involved in leadership. You're the area coordinator here in Hawaii.
Well, I suppose it's God's divine design. I thought of it sort of as an accident. My child got accepted to a Christian school the year after I did my first boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend there said, oh, I need some help with this project at the school, at Trinity Christian School. And I said, oh, I know about that. I think that's what I packed boxes for last year. And she said, could you help? And I said, sure. But she didn't really mean help. She meant, would you take on the project and coordinate it for the entire school?
That's a gift of leadership right there.
And so, you know, that sweet school that has been giving gifts for many years, we more than doubled their giving that year that I took it on. And so I got inspired and encouraged by the kids in the school's excitement about giving and sharing the gospel through a simple gift. And so the kids got charged up about it. And so I began to do that. And over the next couple years, I kept being asked to step into a leadership role on the island. And I kept saying, no, I'm happy doing just what I'm doing. Thank you very much. No, I'm happy doing just what I'm doing. And one day, Jennifer showed up here. And she asked me to pray about something. And I thought she was going to ask me to pray about not getting sick on an airplane ride to another island because she hated to fly. And she said, would you please pray about organizing a year-round volunteer team and leading that team? And I thought, you're out of your mind, you got the wrong person, and I can tell you all the reasons why I wouldn't be good.
Mm-hmm.
I went home and I shared it with my husband, and I don't even know if he knew the Lord at the time, And I was secretly hoping he would say, what are you, crazy? You got too much on your plate? No, that's a really bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
And across the dinner table, he said, I think you'd be perfect for that.
Wow.
Oops. Here I am.
Well, obedience to the Lord often leads to new relationships, mm-hmm. a greater level of fulfillment, and really stepping out of the proverbial comfort zone is one of those things of life, and really the life of faith that God uses that to stretch us, to cause us to grow, and to really enrich our lives. You have a friend here, Jennifer. Renee, introduce us to Jennifer. She's a dynamic woman, a leader. Tell us, introduce us to her. I want to hear her story, too.
Oh, my goodness. So this is Jennifer Trevithick. She is a mm-hmm. Samaritan's Purse staff member. She comes to us from the West Coast, from our great Orange County regional office, and she oversees all of the work here in the Hawaiian Islands, and we're really pleased to have her here.
Well, Jennifer, it's so good that you're here. What has the Lord been saying to you in this particular season in your life, as well as in conjunction with the ministry of Operation Christmas Child?
Well, I have always had a heart for the lost. I've mm-hmm. been in ministry my whole life, and I just feel so privileged to be a part of this particular ministry, of being able to reach children way beyond my scope,
mm-hmm.
To just be a part of bringing Jesus to children all over the world. And I know that the time is short. The Lord is going to be coming back soon. And so there's an urgency to share the gospel, to share the good news, to share to children like Luba that there is an abundant and eternal life available to them, mm-hmm. that Jesus cares about them personally. And so to be a part of Operation Christmas Child, it just fuels my passion mm-hmm. of being able to reach the lost.
You know, I can just see it in your eyes when you talk about it, and when you share it. People long to have fulfillment, mm-hmm. to have their life mean something, to be able to say they made a difference, and not only made a temporary difference, but made a difference for eternity. Mm-hmm. And you are both facilitating opportunities for people to do just that. Tell us, how can somebody who's saying, I want to help, how can they get involved?
It really is so incredibly simple. They can take an empty shoebox gift and fill it with small items. They can go to SamaritansPurse.org and find out exactly how to do that. People can step up their participation. They can gather items year-round. They can host packing parties.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can get their church involved. Maybe their church has never heard of it. Since we've had a year-round team here, we've increased by 50% our giving every year.
Wow.
And yet we went from 48 participating churches to 120, and yet there's 600 in Hawaii. So how you can get involved, talk to your church, ask your friends if their churches are involved, bring it to your Cub Scouts, do it mm-hmm. with your employees. Anyone can do it, believers and non-believers, Catholics and Protestants. It doesn't mm-hmm. matter, and God draws all of us to Him when we give to needy people. And so our hope is, as you give, you'd be drawn closer to the Lord,
mm-hmm.
and that those children will be receive the Lord to get our boxes.
You know, how can somebody get in contact here?
Locally, they can call our ministry phone number, which is 561-4994, and the ministry email is OahuOCCShoeboxes@gmail.com.
Now, as we go along, I mean, I'd like to have you elaborate more, because people want access. They want to, you know, get their hands, they want to touch, they want to get their fingers in on it. To explain more how someone can get involved, you've got some events that are also coming up. Is there some new, you know, things move in an ebb and flow in life, and there's an ebb and flow in ministry, and as things continue to unfold, you know, in a yearly basis, I'd like for you to share that. When we come back from our break, we'll hear more from Renee Morgan and Jennifer Trevithick about Operation Christmas Child, a ministry that if you become a part of it, you will experience, by the grace of God, an outflow may I even say, you increase the possibility of God causing a breakthrough in your life, a release in your own life, as you give, like the scripture says, he who refreshes others shall himself be refreshed. Can you imagine refreshing, being a part of refreshing literally millions of children, as we say in Hawaii, millions of keiki who are in need? Well, you can be a part of that. Operation Christmas Child. When we come back from our break, we'll hear more from Renee and Jennifer. They've been here with Luba Travis, who shared her incredible story. We'll be back with more. Stay with us now. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
On a dark winter night at Hawaii's Pali Ridge, Danny Yamashiro's life was forever changed as he fell 300 feet off a cliff, attempting to rescue his girlfriend. With a fractured skull, torn scalp, a shattered ankle, and smashed body, he fell again another 100 feet. No one thought he would live. Danny's book, Paradise Calls, is a spellbinding story of survival and hope. A first-hand account of crushed dreams, recovery, and renewed faith to bring Christ's message of hope to people everywhere. Here's Danny.
As you read Paradise Calls, may God bless you and enrich your life with divine hope in the midst of whatever challenge you face today.
Danny Yamashiro can also be heard on the Good Life Radio Show at 2 p.m. on the new KGU 99.5 FM. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org and remember to get Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. For more information, visit Danny online at thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Welcome back to our show. It's a blessing that you're with us today. We are always thinking of ways to bring a blessing to you as you listen to our show. I can't help. I'm smiling right now because of the guests that I have here in studio and the story of Luba Travis that just keeps you at the very edge of your seat. Really, it's compelling because of what Christ can do and how if we hold hands together with what Christ is doing through the ministry of Operation Christmas Child, through a simple shoebox, and that can have a profound impact on the life of one child. And you know, that's what it is. It's very personal. One child, just one. That's how they feel. So personal. And yet, it's happening by the millions. But you know, we always need help in making that happen. We need people on the ground who are ready, willing, and able to take part, to do their part. And as you take part and do your part, it compounds, it grows, because you're latching onto a large engine to take these shoe boxes all over the world simultaneously, concurrently, whatever word you want to use, and many lives are impacted by that. You know, here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, we want to bring in people who can bring hope to you in the name of Jesus Christ. And sometimes hope comes to us in Christ because we bring hope to others. But Renee and Jennifer, a shoebox. A child comes to Christ like Luba. Now, we have been able to hear her refined over the years. From a child in Moldova to New York and now in California, she's ready to go to college. Mm-hmm. I mean, refined. The discipleship process has obviously taken place. And, you know, sometimes when it comes to evangelism, a lot of people just think, well, just say this prayer. It's like a Lucky Charm prayer. Mm-hmm. But we know that evangelism is so much more. It's not just about making converts who said a prayer. It's about making followers of Jesus Christ. What does Operation Christmas Child do to facilitate disciple making?
Well, Danny, I think this is probably the most exciting part of Operation Christmas Child. It starts with the shoebox, but mm-hmm. it does not end there.
So the shoebox is the entree.
Yes, we call it a gospel opportunity.
Okay.
It begins a process that we call box to Bible. Mm-hmm. Every child who receives a shoebox gets a small booklet called The Greatest Gift of All, in which it's in their own language and it shares who Jesus is mm-hmm. and gives them the opportunity to accept Jesus as their Savior. And I've been on distributions and I've seen that the booklet is as treasured a gift as the gift itself.
Really?
Most children do not have books in their homes like we do in the United States. Mm-hmm. And so to have a book, the parents are reading it, their brothers and sisters are reading it, but that's just the start. Then the children are invited back to the church that does the distribution mm-hmm. to participate in a 12-week discipleship program called The Greatest Journey. And in The Greatest Journey, the children again are told who Jesus is, why we need a Savior, and they're given the opportunity once again to accept Him as their Savior. And then the next step is they begin the discipleship process, what the Bible is, what the Bible stories are, and how to apply them to their lives, how to look like why their lives should be different because now Jesus is in them, mm-hmm. how they should be viewing the world differently. Mm-hmm. And then the last part is to put tools of evangelism into their hands. At the end, they're asked to write down the names of 9 family and friends who they're going to share Jesus with. Wow. Then they graduate, wow. and we put a Bible in their own language into their hands so they can continue growing. And so our dream, our goal, our prayer is that every child would go from box to Bible and become a multiplying discipler as they're in mm-hmm. their communities, an evangelist themselves as wow. they're growing and really making a difference in their community.
See, a shoebox is profound. And yet there's so much more. It's just the beginning. And that's why we're moved from within with a deep throb of, I think it's a heavenly excitement mm-hmm. because it's right in line with God's love and value. It's not just a short-sighted thing here. It's not just to placate a short-sighted need. Mm-hmm. It's to really take into the very heart home of somebody, a child, as they're going to grow and become an adult one day. You're talking about exponential growth that is taking place, grassroots, mm-hmm. right in their country, right in their language. And what better time to see someone come to Christ than when they're a child, when their values are still being formed and shaped. Renee, you're looking at me with a twinkle in your eye of excitement. What's going on in your heart as we discuss these things?
Well, Danny, what is so exciting is we need more and more and more of these boxes, right? More boxes, more gospel opportunities. And so I'm praying that your listeners, that they'll take a challenge. They'll pack 10 boxes this year. And then mm-hmm. they'll tell 2 friends, and those friends will pack 10 boxes each. But really, we'll never have enough boxes, so you got to be able to hold this. on one hand, we want more and more boxes, and at the same time, we know we'll never have enough to reach all of the children in need mm-hmm. between the ages of 2 and 14 around the world, mm-hmm. right? But with the Greatest Journey Discipleship Program, your one box, like you said, God multiplies your gift 10 times. So we're training up an army of child evangelists and then equipping them with a sword. We're giving them the word of God that they can go and make disciples mm-hmm. of their tribe, of their village, of their nation. We'll never have enough boxes to do that. And the other piece is we are equipping the local church. We are equipping the local pastors and their leaders. And that is a huge blessing. Mm-hmm. That is a huge blessing.
You know, one of the things I admire and respect about Operation Christmas Child and Franklin Graham, the president, of course, his dad, Billy Graham, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, their ministries have always been anchored mm-hmm. in the local church. And from a clear biblical standpoint, I believe that's why, one of the great reasons why they've been blessed for so many years is because the focus is clear. They are there to equip, to supplement, to reinforce, never to take the place of, mm-hmm. but to enrich the local church and make disciples. Mm-hmm. Evangelism is about making disciples. And it's always been the bane of evangelism, especially mass evangelism. This is another form of mass evangelism. There's always somebody who say, well, what about discipleship? Well, how many disciples are being made? Well, this is a way that it's taking place through the simple shoebox. Mm-hmm. Well, it all starts there, and then it presses forward for exponential growth. I love that word exponential, because what it does is it takes one gift, one box, and it multiplies exponentially in ways that you and I can't even imagine. It's like putting that little boy putting 5 loaves and 2 fish in the hands of Jesus, and it just as simple as it's all he had, whatever he had, he's put it in the hands of Jesus and imagine what Jesus did. Well, I think Renee and Luba and Jennifer, somebody today is listening and saying, okay, what do I need to do? How can I be a part of that? I'm in. What do they do?
Okay, so they go find an empty shoebox. Standard size or smaller. You can buy a plastic shoebox at one of those stores. And you fill it with toiletries, school supplies, something a child would love, a stuffed animal.
Now, they might even have a shoebox in their house already,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Some people have that, you know, maybe stacks of them even, you know.
Yeah, and a Payless shoe store. Go to a shoe store. Say, hey, do you have any empty boxes that you're going to throw away? Their trash is our treasure.
Okay.
And so they pack that box. They go to the website, and they can type in their zip code. There's a zip code locator, and they'll find a local drop-off location near to them. We are praising the Lord for multitudes of local churches who stepped up to say, we will receive the donations during collection
okay.
week. Kalihi, Aiea, Kaneohe, Kailua, all over the island, and on Maui and Kauai and the Big Island. So please, pack and pray.
Okay, so you pack the box. Can they go online to find out what kind of articles are needed, wanted?
Yes, it is so simple. Yes, everything's right there.
Right on the website. Okay, can you give us the website again?
They go to SamaritansPurse.org. SamaritansPurse.org.
That's one word. SamaritansPurse.org. And it's all there for you. You know, sometimes when we are moved, we're inspired. We think, man, I'm going to do it. And yet we life goes on. And, you know, we'll do it later. We are all in some ways masters of procrastination. And one of the remedies of it is immediate action. So I would say if you could be resolute within your own heart, kind of make up your mind that I'm going to do it. You know, of course, some people are better on their schedule than others. But, you know, if you're like me, and I know there are others who can relate, you know, it's important that we make it imperative, that we take the initiative to do it. And do it quickly and take care of things. And also, I think as I look at Renee and Jennifer and Luba, I think they would all in a resounding voice say, get others to get involved as well. Don't do it in an isolated fashion. Hey, make this, of course you're going to be partnering with thousands and thousands of other people. So there are drop-off points all across the state of Hawaii.
Yes, and we're praying one day that we'll have drop-off locations on Lanai'i and Molokai'i and Niihau, for goodness sakes. But right now, Kauai, Maui, the Big Island, and okay. Oahu.
And the drop-off points are all there on the website as well?
Yes, there's a zip code locator. It'll give you the hours of operation and a map.
Okay. Well, any parting word, Jennifer?
Just praise the Lord, pack more shoeboxes so we can reach more children for Jesus.
And this is the time to do it. There's no better time than right now. The moment is perfect for you to take action. In the next few days, you're going to hear stories like this, but I must say, some stories stand alone, and this is one of them. But our stories here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show are here to really boost you up in your life. And we all know that when our lives are encouraged, we build up the people who are around us. We remind you today how much God loves you and knows you. And to get other stories like these, and to find out how you too can have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, like Luba and Renee and Jennifer, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. Here's a scripture for today. 1 Corinthians 13:3-5 says, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guests today, Luba Travis, Renee Morgan, and Jennifer Trevithick. Until next time, along with my technical producers Chaz Ontai and Raphael Zayas, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.